Good morning and welcome to St. Michael on this, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our announcements for this week are as follows. Totus Tuus is a summer catechetical program for grade school, middle school, and high school youth, and will be held at St. Michael July 18th through 23rd. See this weekend's bulletin for more details. Parishioner John Kuby will be selling sweet corn after Mass in July. Availability will depend on when the crops ripen. However, the first crop is anticipated to be ready July 10th through 11th. Proceeds will benefit the Our Lady of the Apostle Family Center and St. Michael Youth Programs. Weekly donations may be placed in the baskets near the altar before Mass, during communion, or after Mass. The parish office will be closed on Monday, July 5th, in observance of Independence Day.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary? Aren't the brothers of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few people and laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. All of our readings today seem to be a bit disjointed. On the surface, they seem to be unconnected, but they are connected, and the topic that connects them is sin. St. Paul's reading stands out today. His honesty about his own sinfulness and his disappointment in himself and even in God should ring true with us. We often have sins and habits in our lives that we would love to be rid of. We want them just to go away or for God to help us by his grace to be able to fight off that temptation. Paul is aware of his sins. He wants it to be gone, and in spite of the fact that he still is struggling with whatever sin it is, he doesn't give up. He doesn't just throw up his hands and say that it's no big deal. Instead, he sees his struggle as a mercy from God to keep him humble and relying upon God's mercy. St. Paul's ways should be our own ways. We all know we have sins. Some of those are deeply rooted in ourselves, and some of those are very hard to overcome. We keep doing them in spite of our best efforts. Just because we can't get over them doesn't mean we should give up on them. Instead, we need to rely upon God's mercy and seek his forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation often. Our words should be the words that we find in the psalm today. Our eyes should be fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Both our Old Testament reading and the gospel give us a clue as to why it's so often very hard to overcome our sins. And that's because of the people we have grown up with or the people we surround ourselves with. We all know that we hate change. Sadly, this also means that we hate to see change in others, even if they're trying to change their sinful ways. Jesus himself is unable to perform miracles in his hometown because everyone there thinks that they know him. They refuse to see him as a prophet. They refuse to see him as a son of God. They refuse to see him as anything different than what they think he is. So in spite of Jesus being God, he's not able to change them because they don't want to be changed. Ezekiel is sent by God to the Israelites, and God warns Ezekiel that those Israelites are stubborn and hard of heart. He warns them that the Israelites don't really want to change. We might want to change, but the people around us might want us to stay right where we are. We have to understand that sometimes those relationships we have might be at the heart of our dysfunction and our sin. We might want to change like St. Paul, but everyone around us will drag us back down if we let them. We might need to change those around us, which can be the hardest and scariest things to do. There's no silver bullet in our life when it comes to sin. There's no magic pill that we can take to cure us of our inclination to do the wrong thing, even when we know it's wrong. All we can do is change our behavior to the best of our ability, and slowly, with God's grace and mercy, allow him to transform us. We all have sins that we struggle with, no matter how hard we try. St. Paul's life should give us hope, because if St. Paul struggled with sins, then it shouldn't be a surprise when we do as well. But like St. Paul, we need to recognize sin as sin and throw ourselves into the merciful arms of God, trusting that even as we try and sometimes fail, his grace is sufficient for us.